WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Wisconsin residents are speaking out against local sheriff's departments entering partnerships with ICE. Lisa Hale takes us to a committee meeting in Oshkosh last week.
Almost three dozen people attended, and over half as many spoke at the Winnebago County Judiciary and Public Safety Committee Monday night. At issue is the so-called 287G agreement that the sheriff has with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE. All speakers stated that they wanted that agreement terminated. Becky Stubbs was one of the first to speak.
This program doesn't make us safer. It erodes trust, diverts resources, and ties Winnebago County to federal practices that undermine constitutional protections.
Oshkosh resident TJ Hobbs.
When I signed up to serve this country, I took an oath to defend our Constitution against domestic enemies like ICE. This administration will not last forever, and our country's collaboration with ICE will not age well. Please withdraw from the 287G agreement immediately.
Winnebago County Sheriff John Matz explained that the 287G agreement authorizes deputies to serve ICE detainers while individuals are in custody at the jail.
Only the individuals who come to our jail on a criminal charge are the ones that we're reporting to ICE. We don't conduct a traffic stop and ask what country they or if they are here legally. We don't go out and look for individuals at any places of business. That's not happening. There is no intent for that to happen.
Matz did not say that the individuals had been convicted of a crime, only that they were being held on charges.
Chippewa Valley business owners and community leaders are preparing for the 32nd annual Chippewa Valley Rally event this month. James Kelly explains.
Each year, Chambers of Commerce officials from Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Menominee organize teams to travel to Madison and meet with state lawmakers. Scott Rogers is the Senior Director of Governmental Affairs for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce and explained the goal of the annual event.
The Chippewa Valley Rally is a trip to Madison to talk about economic issues with our lawmakers and other policymakers that's been put on now for 32 years by the Chambers of Commerce in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Eau Claire. And what we do is we bring about 100 to 120 business and community leaders to Madison, visit with legislative offices, and talk about the economic issues in state government that affect the economy in our area.
Rogers also highlighted some pending legislation that would specifically address issues facing the Chippewa Valley, like healthcare access and a shortage of affordable housing.
One of the unusual things about this year is even though the legislature is getting close to adjournment, there are a lot of bills in a few key areas that are still pending, including several that would help improve housing supply and affordability, some bills that relate to EMS services and making hospital beds available.
The Chippewa Valley Rally will take place on Thursday, February 19th. Local residents interested in attending can register online with a $99 fee until Wednesday or a $110 fee after Wednesday. For an additional $35 fee, they can also take a round-trip charter bus to Madison and back for the one-day event.
More than 50 cyclists gathered in Hayward last Saturday as part of Unity Rides that happened across the country in memory of Alex Preddy. Maddie Schaefer takes us there.
Preddy was a 37-year-old ICU nurse who lived in the Minneapolis area and was active in the local cycling community. His death last month at the hands of federal immigration agents has sparked memorial rides nationwide. Riders met at New Moon Bike and Ski before heading to the Hayward Hospital trails on fat tire bikes to take part in the memorial ride. Among them was a local nurse, Susan Bauer. She wore a shirt that read, "United We Stand, Divided We Fall," with the names Alex Preddy and Renee Good printed on it.
I decided to ride because I stand in solidarity with the people of Minnesota and across the United States who are protesting against the overreach of our government and their activities, their immigration enforcement activities.
Bauer says seeing video of Preddy's death was traumatic.
Just seeing this from our own government killing one of our own citizens was just too much. And it was the same reaction with Renee Good. It was just outright murder, in my opinion.
She says unity is especially important during times like this.
We have a democracy, and it's the duty of people to speak out if they see our government not representing us in the way that we expect them to.
Thomas Thornquist from Minneapolis says he wanted to show support and honor Preti.
Like Minneapolis is doing now, they're showing that when people unite for the right reasons, it makes a difference and change can happen.
The ride was one of many held across the country to remember Preti and bring cyclists together in solidarity.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin health officials are laying out their plan for just over $16 million coming to the state this year from national opioid settlements. The Department of Health Services says it'll fund treatment, prevention, and recovery programs after the state saw a 42% drop in overdose deaths last year. DHS has already sent money to counties and tribal nations for housing and law enforcement grants. The department will share more about its progress at the Wisconsin Substance Use Summit this August in Green Bay. In Western Wisconsin's battleground congressional race, Rebecca Cook says she's no longer accepting support from U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell. Cook says she was appalled by the sexual assault allegations against him and plans to give $5,000 in donations from his PAC to five charities. Cook is trying for a third time to win the seat, now held by Republican Derek Van Orden. Swalwell is denying the allegations. No one knows the outdoors like deer hunters, and the DNR wants to hear from them. The Department of Natural Resources is asking for thoughts on how to manage the state's deer herd for 2026. The agency says public feedback helps guide decisions on harvest limits and other key hunting rules. Citizen councils in each region will review herd numbers and take comments. You can weigh in online through today or at public meetings later this month. The final plan goes to the Natural Resources Board in June. A $600,000 grant will help statewide student mental health services. The program currently serves 21 districts and about 148,000 students. The funding helps reduce wait lists and expand access to mental health services. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The search is on for a new Bucks coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks looking for a new head coach, Doc Rivers, on stepping down after 2.5 years.
Well, I can tell you we're all on the same page. We've talked about it. We want it out pretty quick. I just don't want it. I want them to do it. It's better. But I think you guys pretty much know.
Rivers could return as a consultant, something he was doing for the team before being hired as head coach. The Bucks losing in Philly last night, 126-106. They finished the season with just 32 wins and 50 losses. In Madison, Chris McIntosh leaving as athletic director of the Wisconsin Badgers. A report says he'll be accepting a job with the Big Ten Conference. McIntosh was the AD the past 5 years. Baseball. The Brewers have the night off after losing to the Nationals 8-6. The crew have now lost 5 in a row.
It's part of a major league season and you just go through it. We expect a lot and we've put ourselves in that position.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of thunderstorms later today and again tonight, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado is possible, so stay weather aware here later today and tonight. High today, low to mid-70s. Tonight, more storms, mid-50s. Tomorrow, more rain and thunderstorms in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.